You know, and I think as we go back to the thought of the two men, does God lower his standards at all? No. And he requires that the law be met, the whole law be kept and met. So as a man, the Lord Jesus, Adam failed in doing that, right? And even last night, the beautiful point that one sin caused God to drive our foreparents out of the garden. Not a thousand, not a million, one. And so if you break one law in the Old Testament, you're guilty of all. But to be brought to God, to be reconciled to God, there needed to be one who was made in the likeness of sinful flesh that would fulfill the requirements of the law. And the Lord Jesus has come as that man, without sin, could do no sin, no sin in him, and he has fulfilled every requirement of the law of God. And so therefore, our faith in him is what makes us dead to the law. He has died to it. He has fulfilled it, died to it. Our faith in him helps us, puts us in death to the law. And that is why Brother Chuck has brought this beautiful point in the verse, that the law is spiritual. It is the problem on my side that we are fleshly. But the Lord Jesus has fulfilled the law to the fullest. And so now it is not the thought that we live by the law. We're under grace. Right? And so the question that some may say, that was raised, well, there's some contradictions here. It is usually when someone who is not a believer or who doesn't have an understanding to the Word of God will say, there's a contradiction. They don't know about the two men. They don't know that God doesn't lower his righteousness. There was one that met the righteous requirements of God. He has satisfied God. He represents sinful men. And so sinful men are dead to the law. And as Brother Chuck pointed out, rightfully so, the law was given to the Jewish people. The Lord who came unto his own satisfied that fully. Those of us who are Gentiles, we come fully under the grace of God, having found our place in the Lord Jesus, and we're on the line of grace.
Could we, before we move on, because I think it is really important, that question important, the matter of keeping the law or not keeping the law. And really, its answer is really here in chapter 7. May we stand up and just sing a verse or two?